living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
You can start calling me Cheech, and I'll call you Chong.
I like it. In fact, Tommy Chong will be joining the show soon enough, back again with us. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live here, living the good life, heard coast to coast as usual,
having fun on Father's Day, Pop. Yeah, and where are you?
We are in our Los Angeles State Farm Insurance Studios on this glorious day, U.S. Open, more to come throughout the next hour and a half or so, but right now we've got our new segment reporting live right now for us, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.
Well, how are you doing, Adam? Listen, I got to tell you, there are so many things happening in the cannabis world. There are two more states that are planning to pass new state laws that will legalize cannabis by the end of June. We've got Delaware. And you know what they're doing now? They're not even having the voters vote on it. The state legislator,
wow,
is putting together a bill. And it's interesting what Delaware wants to do. They're going to have obviously a taxation of 10%, but all tax proceeds will go toward improved enforcement, as they say. They want to have what they call specific training from drug recognition experts to identify marijuana intoxication. Plus, they want to have new devices to accurately measure the levels of automobile drivers, and also pilot programs to help identify and prevent what they're calling drugged driving.
Wow. Delaware
punch. Interesting enough, they will not allow home growing at all. And what they're claiming, they want to keep it out of the hands of criminals. And so they want to have the entire cannabis business licensed and regulated. And they've got a deadline of June 30th to do that. Mm. Now, in New Jersey, which already has legalized medical marijuana, they're doing the same thing with some variations, and they need to pass the bill by June 30th before the money runs out. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a 7% tax, and that will phase out in 3 years on medical cannabis. And the bill calls for, listen to this, 218 total marijuana dispensaries. 120 of them are going to be recreational, and 90 of them are going to be medical. However, there's a caveat that if a municipality wants to ban a dispensary from opening within its border, they've got to pass an ordinance, and they have to do it within 180 days of the law's enactment. So things are really, really happening out there.
Yeah, sure.
And then I got some information about former U.S. Speaker of the House John Boehner. I don't know if you remember that a couple of months ago he all of a sudden said, made an announcement that he's changed his mind on cannabis and he's joining the board of a company. Well, I looked up the company, and the company is called Acreage Holdings, and it is a multi-billion dollar company that cultivates, processes, and dispenses cannabis in 11 states, and it's one of the largest in the United States. So now you kind of understand, you know, when politicians decide to leave, whether it's the Congress or Senate, they usually try and find some places to go, and I guess Boehner found a good place to go because, you know, they're saying, you know, that cannabis is the growing industry.
It is.
Looks like this company is going to be, continue to be one of the largest.
He's a passionate.
That's the big news.
He's a passionate golfer.
What's happening?
Yeah,
he's a passionate golfer.
He's a big golfer. But you know what's interesting, and we're going to get into our next guest. I know you've got a good one for us this morning. But the fact is, I mean, as you mentioned, it is a growing industry, probably one of the fastest growing industries now. And it's pretty exciting, especially what each state can actually do with the profits, the revenue from taxes that's related to the cannabis industry. I mean, Colorado, we saw, we talked about it last week. But anyhow, it's pretty exciting, and there's great news, you bringing it to the forefront here. But I know I'm going to let you just go with it. We've got a great guest coming on, right?
Yes, we do. Andy, I want to get the correct last name. Yashar?
Yashar.
Yashar. Oh, there we go.
Good, good. Well, I first want to tell everybody that Andy is out of Oregon, and Oregon was one of the first to pass legal cannabis back in 2015. So Oregon has, you know, been out there for a while now and knows what's going on. And I know that you and your business partners are the masterminds behind a very intriguing golf tournament, which is called 420 Golf Tournament, which is going to be held on June 28th at the Stone Creek Club in Oregon City, which is, what, a few miles away from Portland, Oregon. And tell me how you got the idea and why you decided to do this.
Well, we had another partner named Matt who was a caddy at a course in Southern California, and he grew up loving golf. And when the marijuana industry started to boom out here, he actually came up with an idea of doing a golf tournament specifically focused on the industry, because there's a lot of people, and I'm sure you guys aren't surprised by this, that smoke marijuana and play golf. So.
Yes. Oh, well, not only that, don't they also use it in terms if they've got aches and pains and will put on, you know, special cannabis oils and creams to alleviate their pains?
So, yes. So CBD is the main driving force behind, you know, those oils and those ointments that people have used. We have something coming out special this year during our tournament. We're having a CBD-infused beer at some of the holes during our tournament so people can actually, you know, medicate their joints while they're playing golf. So, you know, as you know, CBD has a good pain-fighting ingredient in it. So while golfers are golfing, they can enjoy a CBD-infused beer, and they might not have, you know, tendonitis or whatnot, what other golfers might get. So.
Now, I want to ask you, have you tried it, used it? You know, do you have any information that if you all of a sudden you didn't have pain?
So I have not tried it myself personally, but I have a few of our vendors who have tried it, and they absolutely love it. So it's a great addition to this year's tournament. This is our fourth one. So we're trying to bring out new products every single year that we're doing it. And this year we're going to be rolling out a CBD-infused beer at the hole.
And how many products are out there? How many sponsors do you have for your tournament?
So we have over 20 sponsors, and we have around 165 golfers that play. And we definitely have a scramble format, and it's a shotgun start. And, you know, usually the people that golf, you know, they're golfing, you know, in the 60s or lower. You know, so it's a very competitive golf tournament. It's probably the biggest golf tournament in the world as far as cannabis is concerned. And we grow each year, and this year we sold out record time. We were only, you know, had tickets available for about 30 days or so before we sold out.
Wow. And tell me, you have both men and women. What's the ratio of golfers?
Absolutely. So I would say it's about 3-to-1 men, but the women are definitely out there holding their own. You know, it's a very, very diverse tournament, so we encourage everybody to come and play. We have awards that are given out, best dress, closest to the pin, you know, longest drive, and we definitely give a good amount of gifts away. You know, Magical Butter's a big sponsor this year, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Magical Butter, but it's a machine that actually infuses oils and butters and tinctures.
And what do you mean by a machine?
So it's literally like a blender, and what it'll do is you put your cannabis in there in the raw form, and you mix it with butter or, let's say, olive oil. You wanted to make an infused olive oil. You just stick it all in there, and you hit a button, and your olive oil is ready in about 4 hours.
Wow, wow. We got to get some of that. Try it out. That's interesting. Now tell me, are people actually smoking while they're playing, or, you know, what goes on?
So there is no consumption allowed in public in Oregon. So we want to get that. So medicate usually before they come. And, you know, a lot of our players, they're still ingested in an edible form. So it'll last them throughout the day. Some people smoke before they get to the course. But once they get there, they are, you know, available to speak to 18 different vendors because we have 18 whole sponsors. And they do have products there at the tournament. They're just not allowed to give it away or consume it. So you can learn about all the new products that are coming out of the market, as well as meet some of the best farms that are out there. This year we have a company called Heroes of the Farm, and they create some of the best flour in the state.
Wow. Now tell me, do you think this is like a networking organization too? It gives people a chance to discuss what's going on?
Absolutely. So it's a good networking opportunity. We have a few consumers that are pretty much hand selected by us that come out and they learn about the product. But it is an absolute best way to network with people that are in the industry. You're able to talk to, you know, over 200 people that actually work with marijuana in the state of Oregon.
And I want to ask you, I read about you and you also sponsor a kind of bowling match too.
Yes, so we're actually, our company is called 420 Sports. We do golf, bowling, we have disc golf coming as well. What we're trying to do is we're trying to have, you know, a sports league that's marijuana focused. So you can definitely go out there and play all your kinds of sports that you want, but we're celebrating cannabis at the same time.
I see. And now, are you getting any, shall we say, blowback from people that they don't like what you're doing?
We've had one complaint in the 4 years that we've been in business.
So it looks like that, you know, cannabis has really become, shall we say, a regular part of life in the state?
You know, there's more dispensaries in the state of Oregon than McDonald's and Starbucks combined.
There you go.
So.
Well, that sounds like it's a good sign then, I guess.
Name of the country club again?
Yeah, what's it
name
called again? Stone Creek. It's time to get stoned at the 420 golf tournament, June 28th. Hey, Paxton, great job as always. Andy, this is going to be a great event. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you. And we'll be talking really soon.